Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's gonna get worse before it gets better. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast, my friend. It's Sam Crowley. Have you heard that lately? Have you heard that from your governor, your local politician, congressman, whomever? It's true. It is true. We're smack dab in the middle of day 7 here in the old Ohio quarantine. Not sure what's going on in your neck of the woods, but that's where we are right here. And the governor of Ohio just announced a full-blown lockdown. Lockdown. Like, you ain't leaving your home unless you have to type stuff. You got to go to the store. You can go for a walk if you want to, but anyway, not allowed to leave your house. What's going on? Well, you know, it ain't that bad. However, you've heard that phrase, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And you know what's wild? And I'm not trying to equate everything. Well, yeah, I guess I am trying to equate everything to life and the entrepreneurial journey. Okay, guilty as charged. I am trying to equate everything to the entrepreneurial journey. The entrepreneurial journey does get worse, way worse, before it gets a lot better. But a lot of people, most people, a majority of individuals are ill-prepared to deal with that process. Even that thought alone is enough to scare most people into just staying in that cubicle cemetery for the rest of their life. You know, the only thing that's missing on those cubicles is the actual tombstone, like the marker. Like, here is Judy, born 1974, dash, and then just waiting until the last day on earth. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the last, it's the only thing missing from a cubicle, I've always said, is the headstone right there. Just like a cemetery, because that's what the cubicles are. Those are cemetery plots where people go just to die. Most people are dead at the age of 25, takes 50 years to bury them. They go into that cubicle cemetery. They sit there with their microwaved mac and cheese at lunchtime, just staring at the photos that are thumbtacked onto the cubicle with the post-it notes and the same little cubicle prison. Every day! Every day! But yet you tell them, hey, this whole entrepreneurial journey, man, it might get a little worse before it gets better. Like, nah, I have 401k and pension and matched and, you know, I got to do 3 weeks vacation. You know, I have a retirement soon. You know, all these stuff. It's fear, man. It's all fear-based. What if the worst thing never happened? What if your worst fear never came true? Think about that. What if instead of your worst fear rather happening, man, I lost it like Peter Brady and the Brady Bunch right there, or worst fear happening, what if your greatest achievement took the place of that? But you had to wait. The deal is you got to wait. What if your greatest purpose, significant moment, achievement, you name whatever it is, man, if it's the money flowed in. If it's the passion flowed in. Momentum, crazy amount of momentum. What if all of that happened? However, there was only one caveat. You had to weather the storm before the sun came out and your dream became that reality that you've been dreaming about. Would that be so bad? Would that? And what if it took, oh my gosh, what if it took 3 years? 4 years. Oh my God, I can't wait 4 years. 4 years. That's like a week in the corporate life. I mean, that's what it feels like, doesn't it? Sometimes when you go in on a Monday. Have you ever, is it just me? Probably just me. Nobody else out there ever dreaded Sunday night going to sleep because you knew you'd have to wake up Monday morning, go into the office and deal with all the crap you left there on Friday. Well, here's the thing about the entrepreneurial journey is that you can create content on the weekend and feel good about it. You can create content Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever you want to do, and feel good about it because it's something that you absolutely love to do. But it might get worse. It might get worse. You know this story. If you listen to this podcast for a long period of time, you know my very first product launch, amount of money gone out in sales copy, software, technical stuff, $22,000. How much did I make? Take a wild guess. I spent $22,000 paying everybody. I mean, that's real money. That's not just what I build myself. I didn't even get paid. You know, funny, it's like, oh, you're always the last person to get paid. You never get paid. Like, I never got paid. I kept putting money out, never got paid. $22,000 I spent on just stuff to get my first product, which was called the Every Day is Saturday CD, and then that led into the monthly membership site, okay? Guess how much I made? Okay, I'll tell you. All right, you don't have to keep that. $17. $17. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. You spent 22, yep, 22 grand, and you made 17,000? No. No, that took me a couple of years to make that much. 1,700? No. $17. I had one person buy the CD for $17, and they rolled into my membership site and canceled. That's it. So I made $17. My monthly membership site was supposed to be that residual passive income that gets you paid in the middle of the night. Look, all that stuff eventually happened, but I thought it was going to happen the first time. Like, I thought the first time, I mean, of course, right? I mean, you read everything on the internet. All you got to do is this, and then that will happen, which is true. The only problem is between this and that is a whole bunch of detours and upset stomachs and sleepless nights and all that stuff. And I'm making it out a lot worse than it had to be. I was just kind of a doofus. You know, I just was like banging my head against the wall, not really modeling anybody out there, trying to do it my own way, which is the worst way to do it. Success leaves clues, okay? For example, now, if you wanted to model what I do, I say this all the time on the show, all you got to do is get a domain name for $9, all right? Redirect it to your online calendar. You can use Calendly for free. I use oncehub.com. It's 15 bucks a month. Send people to your calendar and start coaching them. Have them reserve a spot. Post on whatever your favorite social media platform is. Mine happens to be this right here, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever. And then just start sending that organic traffic. They already know you. Organic and paid. There's only two ways to get a client. There's only two ways to get a prospect and then to get a client. You're either going to pay for it or you're going to get it organically. Organically is a lot longer, but it's a much better client. Paid for is immediate. It's cold traffic. And you got to kind of warm them up, letting them know who you are. They got to know, love, and trust you and all that good stuff. So you make the call. But in any event, either one of those, all right, you're going to run into situations where it gets worse before it gets better. You're going to see money going out, money going out, money going out, money going out, and then it comes in. All right, a lot of people think, I'm going to put money out. It's going to come right back in. What's the ROI? You know what the number one disqualifying question I get when I have people book a call? By the way, go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute call. I'll call you. We'll get started on your dream. Launchwithsam.com. You know what the number one disqualifying question is when somebody gets on the phone with me? Hey, all right, great. So it's that. All right. I just got to figure out how fast I can get that money back. That's it. It's over. Don't even think about bringing them on as a client. Never, nada, not one time. Well, why? Because that's not even a real question. That's not a real question. You're launching something from absolutely zero. You have no momentum, no brand, no message, no movement, no nothing. And you're asking about how quickly I can get that money back. That's absurd. That doesn't even make any sense, you know? Especially if we're only working together 60 days or 90 days, you're not getting the money. Well, look, okay, I take that back. You could be a Luke Medeus or another one of these clients who gets $27,000 in the first 30 days. You could be Angeline Waymire, who makes 11 grand in her first time speaking from stage. It happens, but those are the elite of the elite clients who put all their chips in the middle of the table and listened to every single word that was told to them, and then they took action on it, okay? But for somebody to say, hey, how quick, if somebody were to ask you that question, okay, like if you were an investment banker, somebody's like, all right, I'll invest you. When can I start seeing your money? You wouldn't even take them on as a client. They don't have a long-term vision. They're in it for the quick hit. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what a quick hit. I don't even know what that would be. Affiliate marketing maybe, but you're still going to have to buy ads. You know, you still got to buy ads and run them to an offer, and you got to split test that offer. Most of the money you spend your first 6 months in marketing is just gathering data, just getting information. So you can now figure out where your offer is best used, you know, where your target market is. So the real inexperienced novice entrepreneur asks, how quickly can I get my money back? The person who's going after the significance, the person who's going after leaving a legacy and launching a movement, that's the person who says, hey, teach me how to do this the right way to lay a great foundation and to attract the best clients. That's what I'm looking for. So when I Google my name 5 years from now, it is amazing. And the experience along the way, the process, I really want to embrace the process. You know, if a client were to only tell me, Sam, I'm in. I want to embrace the process. I would say you are the greatest client I've ever had. Because nobody thinks like that, but everybody should. Nobody thinks like that, but everybody should. You should embrace the process because the person you become along the way, that's everything. That changes everything. Like, I'm not even remotely, I am a complete 180 degrees from who I was when I first launched Everyday Saturday. Not even close to who I used to be. Not even close. But it took a while, and I had to embrace that. And you know what I did not want to be? The person I had to be going up that corporate ladder. I did not like the individual I had to be being that person. So you answer the question. Who do you want to be? Do you want to embrace the individual you need to become going up the corporate ladder? Or do you want to embrace the person you need to become to leave a legacy and an inheritance for your children's children? Answer the question and you got it. But it might get worse before it gets better. But, oh, baby, is it worth it. It is so worth it. All right, let's get after it. You and me, let's go. We are on this journey together all the way to Saturday, and it is amazing. I'm glad to have you riding shotgun. Let's get after it in a big way. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.